Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today is our prayer segment. But first, I would like to read a scripture. And the scripture is from John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14, and it reads, "And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." I have read to you John 14, verses 13 through 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. Okay, today is our prayer segment, and once again, I am very happy because today is our prayer segment. This is a time in which we can go to God in prayer on air, and we can reach homes, and we can reach hospitals. We can reach, shout out to the Army bases. We can reach different institutions. We can reach children's hospitals. We can reach ministries all over the world. But today is a prayer day, and we're going to go to God in prayer. We've had several prayer requests in general, just for, you know, recoveries and things of that nature. So I want to be sure that we cover all of that. And if you have prayer requests, feel free to call. And actually, my timer says 12 minutes, but we're going to use this 12 minutes for prayer. And then if we need to go on, we will schedule another prayer session tomorrow. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning, starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you continue to just uplift individuals, Heavenly Father, touch them, Heavenly Father, and just help them to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, Heavenly Father. Bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father. Bless them in a particular manner. Jesus, we're asking, would you make it prescriptive in that each person needs a special touch from you. Someone needs touch for their heart. Someone needs touch for their lungs. Someone needs touch for their head. Someone needs your touch for their hands, arthritis. Some of them need touch just for their feet, Heavenly Father, amputations. And we're just asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless them and take care of them in a particular and special way, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless the children, Heavenly Father, who have been recently diagnosed with cancer, and those who are already diagnosed and going through treatment, and those who are in remission, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you commend them, Heavenly Father, and help them and bless them to know that besides you there is no other God, and that you are the one, and you're the one who can bring healing and happiness and just joy to their lives, Heavenly Father. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you bless each institution that includes schools, churches, that includes any type of homes that house individuals, Heavenly Father, any type of group homes. We're asking you, would you bless those in a particular manner? And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you reach the individuals in there and let them know that you are still here, that you're a God of healing, you're a God of salvation, you're a God of gratitude, you're a God of persistence, Heavenly Father. And then we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who comes on the show, Heavenly Father, help their ministry, bless their ministry to be what you would have it to be, Heavenly Father, where we can reach from city to city, from state to state, and from nation to nation. We're asking, would you bless this station, the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with the love. We're asking, would you bless this station in a particular manner to continue to pray and uplift and proclaim the word of God so that men, women, boys, and girls may come crying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those who do not feel well today, Heavenly Father. We know that a lot of flus are going around, a lot of illnesses, backaches, headaches, heartaches. are all going around. Heavenly Father, but we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we appreciate and thank you for just helping us to feel well enough to go about and on our way, Heavenly Father. If there is any stomach pains, Lord, we're asking you, would you remove it today, Lord? If there is any head pains, we're asking you, would you move it in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father? If there is any arthritis that is crippling or any arthritis that is hurting someone, Heavenly Father, we ask you, would you ease the pain, give them relief, Heavenly Father? We thank you for each person on this earth, Lord, because each person on this earth has a purpose. There is a plan for each person, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you continue to reveal yourself, reveal your revelations, reveal what you would have us to do so that we may walk and we may walk perfectly in your will because we are still perfecting your walk. We're asking you, would you bless the hands that touch each person, Heavenly Father, those who are called, would you bless the hands, Heavenly Father, where any project, any endeavor, anything that they set out to do, it will be blessed and anointed by you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to go in the right direction and go towards you, Heavenly Father, so that we may reach our goal, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, if someone asks, Heavenly Father, for a prayer, we're asking that each prayer be rendered and heard from you, Heavenly Father. We ask that no prayer fall on deaf ears, but all prayers fall into your hands, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you just continue to bless the churches around the city, states, and countries, Heavenly Father. Help them to be the churches of you, Heavenly Father, that represents who you are, what you stand for, and just to bring in more souls so that they may be saved, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you help us to stay focused and help us to keep our minds lifted and up on you, Heavenly Father, and help us to be those people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless the host of this show, Alfreda Emmanuel Love, Heavenly Father, amen. In the name of Jesus, there's joy there. All right. Would you bless the host of this show, Heavenly Father, to continue to spread the word and touch and connect with those individuals who are in love with you just like I am, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to bless this ministry, Lord, bless the outreach, bless the things that I know of and the things that I don't know of, Heavenly Father, as of yet, because the ministry is expanding and growing, Lord. We're asking you, would you bring those people on who can edify and uplift you, the real people, not the people who preach or sing one thing and do something else, Lord. We need the real people to come and be a part, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you continue to mold us and help us to be the individuals you would have us to be. We thank you for each great gift you've given. We thank you for life. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for hope. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for endurance. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done in our lives and the things that you're going to do and the things that you've already done, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to rest upon us and reign upon us and help us to know that you are God, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you help us to lead people and guide people to the churches, lead people and guide people unto you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you in a couple of days when individuals approach us and ask us about who God is and who this God is that we serve and why are we so happy that we know the answer, that the God we serve is a God of grace and mercy and a God of second chances, Heavenly Father. Give us the words to give to the individuals, Heavenly Father, so that they may know who God is and what God represents and that God loves everyone. Heavenly Father, we're just asking you and we thank you for each piece of wisdom that you place upon our brain, each piece of knowledge that you give us, and each word that comes out of our mouth, Heavenly Father, that you create, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each door that's open, Lord. We thank you for things that are happening. We thank you for things that are occurring, Heavenly Father, and we're just asking you, would you continue to help us to be the people you would have us to be? And then, Lord Jesus, if there was a prayer that was unheard, if there was a prayer that was not rendered, if there was a prayer that's hidden, if there was a prayer that hasn't come forth yet, Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you hear that prayer? For only you are the only one who can sustain the person. You're the only one who can help, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to look upon the bereaved families and be the comforter that they need, be the healing that they need, be the salvation, the grace and mercy that they need, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each great gift. Once again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for each person on this earth. We're asking, would you allow them to find or allow us to find our purpose and in you, Heavenly Father, where we can serve and edify and magnify and lift you up, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And after I finish praying, it's, you know, you always feel good after you finish praying. And once again, I keep talking about Paul. That, as you know, that's probably one of my favorite stories in the Bible on the Damascus Road, because once you meet Jesus, you are never the same if you really, truly meet Jesus. And so I wanted to pray for individuals. If you have any prayer requests, please, you can inbox them. And you can, it doesn't have to be specific. You know, if you need prayer, then I can pray for you. But I have a couple of announcements. Okay, be sure to tell your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up show. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, the fashion line is here, fashionbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website and tell your friends. Gospel de Samus, Publis, please continue to send in information. I'm going to start putting music on the air starting in January. A nanny will also be on the show, and we're going to have a little comedy with her, clean comedy, Christian comedy. We'll have comedy with her. So you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can inbox me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Either one will work. I would like to shout out to all of my new Army base friends who have found me on Facebook. Yay! Well, found the ministry on Facebook. I'm really excited about that. Be sure to encourage some more individuals to come on and jump on board. All you have to do is keep up with my Facebook page and see when I have interviews, prayers, health segments. As a matter of fact, speaking about, I'm speaking to an actress, actually, on Saturday, and I'm really excited about that. And I have a couple of gospel artists that I'm going to call. We've been communicating here, and so I'm going to call, and we're going to set up an interview so that you can hear their ministry as well. So please, please be sure to stay tuned to the Afrida Love Facebook page, and I will also be posting as usual. So please, 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 please stay tuned. And once again, I just want to thank God. I want to thank my friends and my family for the continuous support of listening and following. And, I mean, this ministry is really, really growing. Matter of fact, I've been asked to speak at some places concerning Christianity and education. And it's all because of God, actually. So I really appreciate that, and I'm very grateful for those opportunities. So if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember this, if you want to contact me, my contact information is emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can Facebook me, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE. Thank you so much for tuning in. I see a couple of callers. If anyone wants to say anything, please jump in and say something. But, yeah, I appreciate each one of you, and have a blessed, blessed, blessed week, and I will see you on Saturday. And I will have also the time posted on my Facebook page. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.